Begin the current daf, Masech the Svachim daf Zayin. Begin 10 lines down from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues in the related discussion from the previous daf, which we're discussing the opening topic of our Masechta, of our Mishnah, which talks about Kol HaZvachim SheNizbuchu SheLoi Lishman, K'sheira Elo SheLoi Olo LeBalam SheMuchayva, which means to say there's Halacha known as Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. Shinu Kodesh is if an animal is sacrificed, where this person is bringing a carbon oila, and instead they have in mind, whoever's slaughtering it, that it should be as a carbon shlam. That's known as shina kodesh. So the carbon is kosher, except in the case of chatas and pesach, but it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the one who's bringing it. In contrast, shina bailam is when it has a mind for a different type of a person. And that says the Gemara the following case. Itmar was said, Taida sheshachta l'shem taidis chaveret. If someone is bringing a carbon taida, a certain type of carbon, under the general category of shlamim, as a thanks offering, he's bringing a carbon taida, and when they're slaughtering it, they're having in mind that it should be for the sake of his friend's taida. Now what this means is, as Rash explains, it's not that they're slaughtering it, that this friend should get the atonement, who's not the real owner of this carbon taida, because the case we're describing is not what's called Shinu Bailam. It's not being done for the namesake of someone else. We're describing a case of Shinu Kodesh, where Reuven was bringing a carbon taida and Shimon was bringing a different carbon taida. And the one who's slaughtering it for Reuven, but just like when they're bringing Reuven's Ayla and they're having in mind there should be a Shlamim, here they're bringing Reuven's taida that it should be like Shimon's taida, which is similar to the case we're going to bring shortly when someone slaughters a carbon chatas of Chelev, where because he ate forbidden fats, but he's having in mind a chatas dam, for a sin offering for having consumed blood. So it's being brought for Reuven. However, it's not being brought for the carbon that he's required, which is his taida, because he's giving thanks for one thing. Let's say he was saved from a situation, and Shimon's bringing it for a different situation because he's released from prison, two different carbon taidas. That is the question regarding, what's that halacha going to be regarding Shinu Kodesh? Is it a change of status in the carbon, hence it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the one who's bringing it, or not? So it's a machlekes. Rabba Amma Kashera. He says the carbon is kosher, meaning to say it's even going to fulfill the obligation of the owner because it's not even considered Shinu Kodesh. Whereas Rav Chisda Amma Psula, he says, what does it mean? Pasul doesn't mean the carbon's pasul because any carbon besides chatas and pesach that's done shina kodesh is kosher, but it means to say that it's not going to be fulfilling the obligation of the owner because it is qualified as shina kodesh. It is changing the designation of what the carbon is. As the Gemara explains, Rabba Amar Kasheri says it's kosher, meaning it fulfills the obligation of the owner because taid l'shem taidin nishchata. Ultimately, he brought a carbon taida for the purpose of a carbon taida, albeit switching an element of it, one of the specifics, but it's still a carbon taida, so that's not shina kodesh, it's not changing the designation of the carbon, so it's going to fulfill the obligation. Whereas Rav Chisda Amar Psula, he says, no, it's not going to fulfill his obligation, because l'shum shlamim didei nishchata be'inan. We require that not only that he has to bring it for the type of carbon, but the type of carbon that's for him. Now, where do we find that? Because like the Pasuk says by Shlamim, Zevach Toida Shlamov has to be the carbon of thanksgiving of his Shlamim. That's the words of the Pasuk, Shlamov. Now, so if it's by any Shlamim, so why did we pick specifically a carbon Toida? So that is because shortly Rabbi is going to bring support for his opinion that it's kosher from Abba Chanan, which is describing the Halach of Toida, but the truth is it would apply to any other carbon that is the same idea. Where if, let's say, someone has to bring a carbon Ayla, and he brings for a different type of a carbon oila, still Rabbi is going to say it's kosher, and Rav Chisda is going to say no, it's pasul because it's still changing the exact designation because it's still a different type of the carbon oila, and therefore that's going to be shina kodesh, and it's not going to fill his obligation. On that, Amar Rabbi says, "Not min lo." He says, "Where do I know this from? That it is going to be kosher, meaning it's going to fulfill the obligation of the owner." The Tanya, we learn the Braisa, pasuk in Mayikra says, "Ubisar zevach kodesh lamav," and the meat of the carbon of his thanks offerings, which is of the category of shlamim, but yeah, makrive azivchei b'goymer, on the day that he brings near his carbon, etc. Now, Abba Chanan Amim Mishum Reb Eliezer, he says, Bal Alamet, what this pasuk is coming to teach, that it says zevach toida shlamav, is the following lesson: toida sheshach to l'shem shlamim k'shera. A carbon toida that was slaughtered for the namesake of being a shlamim is going to be kosher, meaning it's going to even fulfill the obligation of the owner. Whereas shlamim shenishachtu l'shem taida psulim, but a shlam that's slaughtered for the namesake of a carbon taida is going to be pasul, meaning it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. What's the difference? Why does it work one way and not the other way? It's because, like we see from the pasuk, Toida Kriya Shlamim. A Toida is called Shlamim, is called Zevach Toida Shlamav, which is the Toida of the Shlamim. It's under that category. But the ain't Shlamim Kriya Toida, a Shlamim, let's say a different Krabi Shlamim, is not called a Toida. So therefore, it's going to be Pasal. Says Rabbo, Shlamim l'shem Toida Psula. What do you see from this Allah of Abu Chanan? That when you take a Kabin Shlamim and you bring it as a Kabin Toida, that's Pasal. Ha-taida l'shem taida kashera, but let's say one taida for a different type of taida is going to be kasher. My love the chavri, says Rabbi, isn't it Talmud, even if it's a taida of his friend, where Reuven's bringing his taida for the namesake of the type of carbon that Shimon's bringing, not for Shimon, but the type of carbon, and even though it's a different type of a carbon taida, that you'll see it's kasher. Meaning, when it will not fulfill the obligation, when it's a shlamim for a taida, that's totally different. But a taida for a taida, that would work. And that answers the Gemara, Lord, it's not a raya. Because actually, what the inference would be is the day when it's his own, taida for another type of a taida that he has to bring, that's when the inference would be that would not be possible, and that would fulfill his obligation. Meaning, even though it's not coming for the same thanks, because there's four types of situations that require a carbon taida, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Tefnadalma Beis, where it says regarding these four types, the Pasuk until in Perikov Zayin, V'yizbuchu Zivche Taida, that they'll slaughter a carbon taida. And what we're describing here is if, let's say, someone, he slaughters a carbon taida when he's coming and he was saved from the sea, instead of having in mind for the type of carbon that he has to bring, which is the taida of coming out of the sea safely, he brings it for a taida that he separated for the fact that he was also released from jail. So, although he's obligated in both of these taidas, but they're different types of taidas. That, says Rav Chisda, is what the pasuk, what Abu Chanan is teaching, that only shlamim l'shem taida would be possible, but taida l'shem taida would be kasher, when it's his own. But someone else's, no, that would be considered, like Rav Chisda said, for a different type of taida, and that wouldn't be valid. And that asks Rabbah, Avad Chavri Mai, so what are you saying? But if, let's say, he brought his taida for the type of taida that Shimon would have to bring, then psula, then you want to say, it would not fulfill his obligation. And that is Rabba, the Tani Shlam L'shem Taida Psula. Then instead of saying the case that he wants to, Abu Chan is describing, that it's only Taida for Shlam that's kasher, but he was saying the inverse of Shlam for Taida is possible. Instead of saying that case, say a bigger Chiddush. Listen, Taida L'shem Taida, you should even say that a Taida for someone else's type of Taida, where Reuven's bringing his Taida for the type of that Shimon's obligated in, that even that's possible. But Kolshkin Shlam L'shem Taida, and of course a Shlam for a Taida, which is not even that same type of category. At least Taida is under the category of Shlam, so that's Kasher. That's going to be Olabayim Shem Chayva. But why say Shlam L'shem Taida would not work? Say even bigger, say even Taida for a different type of Taida that someone else is obligated in, even that's Shina Kaidish. And that says the Gemara, it's not difficult. You're right, that is the Halacha. But Shlam L'shem Taida, the day, we needed to tell that Chiddush, that, no, if someone is obligated in both a Taida and a Shlamim, and he brings his Shlamim for the namesake of the Taida that is obligated in, we had to say that case, and not just infer it from a Taida for someone else's Taida, that even his own Shlamim for his own Taida is going to be possible, because you would entertain to say that mid Taida kriya Shlamim, for the fact that a Taida is called a Shlamim, you would think the opposite is also true. They're the same thing. Hainu hach, Shlam nam kriya Taida, then maybe Shlam is also called a Taida. And v'chishachet lo l'shem Taida lichshu, that when he's slaughtering his Shlamim for his own type of Taida, yeah, his Taida for someone else's Taida, yes, the halacha is that it is going to be not fulfilling the obligation of the owner. So of course Shlam l'shem Taida, but no, because we would think his own Shlam for his own Taida actually lichshu should be kasher. Because just like Taida is called a Shlam, Shlam is called Taida, and therefore when it's his own, as when someone brings one Taida for his own type of Taida, it's going to fulfill his obligation, so to his Shlam for his Taida. That's why Abu Chanan had to teach that no Shlamim for his own Taida is going to be possible, but that doesn't prove that a Taida for someone else's Taida is going to be kasha. No, that someone else's, that, says Rav Chisda, would be Shaloi Olabayim Shem Chayva. Now the Gemara continues on this theme with many different teachings, seven teachings from Amar Rava that Rava said. Says the first halacha of Rava, Chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas. A karba chatas that was slaughtered for the sake of a chatas, similar to the case we described before, where if let's say he's bringing chatas chaylev, which is because he ate forbidden fats. But when they're slaughtering it, they're having in mind that it should be a chatas for his having eaten forbidden something else forbidden, which is blood. And that says Rava, k'shera, the karban is going to be kosher, means even going to fulfill his obligation. Because as we said, that's considered part, that's considered ultimately that he's bringing a karmachatas. But l'shem ayla, but let's say he's supposed to bring a karmachatas, and he's having in mind that he's bringing it for an ayla, that's psula, that's going to be totally invalid, as we learned in the Mishnah, because although all the other karbanis are at least kasha, just not fulfilling the obligation, by chatas and pesach, it's totally invalid. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk in Yikra says, v'shachat ayla l'chatas, or machman, Tara says, you should slaughter it for a karmachatas. Now, in the first case, although he has to bring a chatas chaylev and he's having in mind for chatas dam, but ultimately it's for the category of a kama chatas and for a chatas, so therefore it's going to be kasher. But l'shem ayla b'sula, when he brings for ayla, it's going to be totally possible because it says ayla has to be only for a chatas, he brings it for ayla, it's going to be possible. Another teaching from Amar Rabba says, chatas sheshachta amishim mechuyiv chatas. And some of these halachas we learned in previous dafim. Kama chatas that was slaughtered for someone else who is obligated in the karmachatas. I mean, this is what's known as shina bailam. Where if let's say, and we explained this in the previous daf, although shina bailam applies by shchita, but it's really only if the one slaughters it with the intention to throw the blood for that other person who's also obligated in the karmachatas just like him. Because as we said, shina bailam really only applies by zrika, but you could have that machshava, that thought, by the slaughtering for the sake of the throwing of the blood for that other person. So then psula then is going to be invalid. But al mishum chuyiv ayla. But let's say if he does it for the sake of someone else who's actually obligated in the carbon ayla, then share. Then actually the carbon is going to be kasher for himself. So it's going to be my time. What's the reason? As the pasuk says of Yikra, it says v'chipro alav. This is the source where it says that it should atone for him, which says alav ulel chaveri for him and not for his friend, which is the source of saying that shina bailam is a problem. You can't have in mind for someone else. But also what we learn of inferentially is chaveri dumi didei. What does it mean on his friend? His friend that's similar to him, which is b'mechuyiv kapara kamaisei, someone who's obligated in the same atonement like him. It's saying if they're both mechuyiv in the chatas, then do it for you and not for him. But someone who's mechuyiv o'ele is not called chaver, is not the colleague, is not the similar type of a case. And even if you have in mind that other person who's not mechuyiv chatas, actually would not be possible. Another teaching from V'amar Rav, he says, chatas sheshachta misha ein mechuyiv klum. Karmachatas that's slaughtered for someone that's not obligated in any karma. Just before we describe the case, if it's for someone that's mechuyev chatas, then it's a problem. Someone that's mechuyev ma'ayla, it's not a problem. Let's say he does it for someone who's not obligated in any karma. So actually, says Rava, there it's going to be psula, it's going to be invalid, which would seem to be a little bit difficult, because we said if someone's not mechuyev in the chatas, even if let's say he's mechuyev in ayla, would not be a problem. Here he's saying that if it's for someone that's not chayv in any carbon, actually is psula. Why? So he explains. There's no Jewish person that's not obligated, who has violated a positive commandment in the Torah. And therefore, as we'll shortly see, since the karmachatas actually does atone for the violation of positive commandments, a person who's not mechuyev in the karbon is really someone who is in the category of a karmachatas, because he ultimately did violate some positive commandment, or something, and therefore he's going to be considered in the category of chatas, and hence that would be considered shina bailam. As the Gemara explains, because of Amar Rava, Rava says another teaching, he says, chatas mechaperes al chiyove ase mekavochema. A karma chatas, a sin offering, atones for someone who has violated a positive commandment from a kal v'chemer. Al chiyuv ekrisin mekaperes, if a karma chatas is so strong that it atones even for things that a person is liable to die young, that his children should die out, it atones for, so al chiyuv asei lo kol sheken, so just for something, a smaller type of infraction like violating a positive commandment, isn't it all the more so that it's going to be, that he's going to have an atonement for that. So, therefore, as we said, someone who is not chayiv in any carbon, but we said ultimately for sure is he violated some of his commandment, is actually considered mechuyiv kapar kamaisai, like the chatas, and never that's considered shina bail. And that is the Gemara, lememer, is that to say that a positive commandment, debas minahi, is considered the same species as a karma chatas? But v'amar Rava, as we quoted before, he said, chatas sheshachta misha mechuyiv chatas psula. Someone who's chayiv kamachatas has a mind for someone else's mechuyiv chatas. That's considered a problem. That's shina bayam, because that's the same type. But amish mechuyiv ayla kasheira. But if it's for someone that's liable on carbon ayla, it's kasher. Now, when is someone mechuyiv carbon ayla? That's when he violated a positive commandment, and that's what he designated the carbon ayla for. So how do we understand this? Why, if you're doing it for someone that's not chayiv in any mitzvahs, it is going to be considered bas minoi and pasul shina bailam, because ultimately that person for sure violates some positive commandment and the chatas does atone for asays. So then ayla should also be considered the same min, because ayla is also for a positive commandment. So that answers the Gemara a fundamental insight into differentiation regarding the atonement of chatas on the positive commandment. The Gemara contains on the basis says, Mikiva loy mechapra. In a more concrete way, chatas is not a direct and specific atonement for positive commandments, but mikufi mechapra. But peripheral, on floating on the surface, it does atone. So therefore, the following difference. For someone that's obligated in the Karban Oila, if someone has a mind who has to bring a Karban Chatas, when he's bringing his Karban Chatas, has a mind that person has to bring an Oila, his Karban will be kosher. Why? Because since the other person has to designate a Karban Oila for himself, so all the positive commandments that person violated are already designated his own Karban Oila. So therefore, the Karban Chatas really does not apply to that person, because the positive commandments that he has does not have to be atoned. It's being atoned by his own Karban Oila. So therefore, when you're having in mind that person, there's nothing for it to take effect on. It's not considered Vas Minay. But someone that, so to speak, didn't do any Averis, meaning that he did not designate any Karban Oila for himself, but that's what we're saying. We're assuming that every person has some mitzvah say that he violated. So on some level, a Karban Chatas does apply to that person. Because had that person been obligated in the Karban Chatas, it would peripherally atone for his violation of the positive commandments, what's called Mikufi Mechapra. So therefore, when someone's slaughtering Karban Chatas for the sake of that person, it's like it's being slaughtered for someone who's obligated in the same Karban Chatas as him, and therefore it would invalidate it as Shina Bailam. In contrast, when someone already designated his Ayla, he has no positive commandments because his own Ayla is atoning for his own. That's because the chatas is not, if the chatas would be mikiv and mechaper, then it would always atone for asays and there would be no difference. But since it's more peripheral, it only would be a situation that would be applicable when the person, so to speak, has no averis, but he really has some asays, then the chatas would be like applicable to that person because it would atone for his asays and conscious. When he really designated a karban oila, there's nothing for it to atone for if this guy's chatas would be for that person. And therefore, that would not be considered bas minay, and it's like eina minay, and therefore, that would not be considered a problem of shina bailam. Another teaching from the Amar Rava, he says, oila sheshachta shalai lishma, and we brought this previously, if someone slaughters a karban oila, not for its namesake, which as we said, that's problematic. One has to do it with what's called lishma, and if not, it's called shina kodesh. However, even though you did it inappropriately, but asa lizrik dama shalai lishma, you cannot continue doing the other acts of service, like the throwing of the blood, not for its namesake, you still have to do it in the appropriate fashion, having in mind that it should be a karban oila. Says the Gemara, Ibai Sei Makra, if you want, you could say it's based on the Pasuk. Ibai Sei Masva, if you want, you could say it's based on logic. Ibai Sei Makra, if you want to say it's based on the Pasuk, as the Pasuk says in Devar HaMoitzes HaRasecha Tishma B'Kem, as we brought this a few times previously, the Pasuk V'Goymer, etc., continues and says, Kasha Nedarta, like you vowed, and then it calls it a Nedava. Which the question was, wait a second, is it a Nedar or a Nedava? And that the Gemara said, well, depends. If you do it Kasha Nedarta, which is Lishma, then it's a Nedar, fulfills the obligation of the vow. If you don't, then it's considered a Nedava. But just like a Nedava has to be brought Lishma, so to over here, the rest of the Nedava just will have to be brought Lishma. Or you might say, Misvar, if you want, you could say it's based on logic. That is, Mishum Deshani Ba V'chulu. What, because you did one thing wrong, you changed by the Shechita, and you didn't do Lishma, so you see the rest you should do Shalai Lishma? Kedresh Pirka, like we said in the beginning of the parak, which is no, of course not. If you did one thing wrong, you still have to do the rest right. You still have to do the Zrika Lishma. Another teaching from Amar Rava, he says, Oila Haba La'achra Misa. Karban Oila, that's brought after a person's death. Meaning the owner died, and now the inheritors have the obligation, they're bringing their parent or whoever they inherited from their carbon. So says Rav the following halacha, Shachta b'shina kodesh psula. If it's slaughtered in the change of designation, where instead of, let's say, being brought as a carbon oil, it's being brought as a carbon shlamim, then it's going to be invalid, meaning it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the one who has to bring the carbon, and then therefore the yarshim would have to bring another carbon. B'shina b'ilam k'sher, but if it's done in the change of who it's being brought for, and that is instead of Reuben, it's being brought as if it's being brought for Shimon, then it's actually going to be kosher. Why? It says, Rav Adem Bayim Lachamisa, because there's no owners after the death. It has to be brought, but there's no Shina Bailam because the person's already dead. So you can't say it's being brought for the wrong person. There is no person to bring it for. And there's no invalidation of Shina Bailam. Now, however, Rav Pinchas Bereda V'Ami Yama, he says, Yesh Bayim Lachamisa, there are owners after the person's death because the inheritors, the Yershim, are the owners. So on that statement of Rav Pinchas, Amalei Rav Asher, Rav Pinchas, Bereda Rav Ami, he says, he asked him to clarify his statement. Dafka kamamar? Did the master, did you say specifically that when you meant it literally, yesh bayim la'achamisa, that there are owners after the death, and therefore you disagree with Rava? That if let's say it's brought for a different person's namesake, that then you would actually have to bring a new carbon ayla, even if it's done only for Shinda Bailam? Or maybe what you meant to say was just a different idea. That if the Yerushim have other positive commandments that they had violated, unrelated to the ayla, why their father had designated carbon ayla, that the inheritor would get an atonement if they wouldn't make any Shinu Bailam to it. But when there is a change of owners, you would still hold like Rava that no, you wouldn't have to bring another one because ultimately the Yerush did not make the nether, and therefore he wouldn't have to bring another one. And that Amalei, and that Rebbe Pinchas answered him, no dafka kamin. I said specifically, no, there's a new owner here. The owner is the Yerush, and if it's done for a different Bailam, then actually it's possible, and a new carbon would have to be brought. Another teaching, Vamva Amar Rava, he says, Ayla, the way to classify and qualify a carbon Ayla, it's actually Dairinhe. It's a gift. What does that mean? Meaning, the carbon ayla is not being brought as an atonement for the positive commandment that the person violated. Rather, as we'll shortly see, after that, when the person repents and he has atonement for the positive commandment that he violated, which after that, then he brings a carbon ayla as a way of being accepted by the king. Meaning, like a person who did something wrong to the king, but then he sends in people to appease the king. Then afterwards, the king says, okay, fine, I forgive him. Then when he comes in more contrite way, and he brings a gift with him. That's what the carbon ayla would be. As the Gemara explains, hey, chidami. In other words, how would you think to qualify the carbon ayla, like other carbons, like a chatas, as that it should be, so to speak, an atonement? Because either like a tshuva, if the person didn't repent for the sin of the positive commandment that he had violated, well then, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Zevach Hashem Te'eva, the karbanos of the wicked are an abomination. Hashem doesn't want it. It's not atoning if he didn't repent. And Ve'idik Ketshuv, and if the person did repent, as he changed his ways, and he had Charata, Vida, Zivasachet, so Hatani, with Nabraisa, Avraham, Mitzah, Saseh, Bishav, if someone violated a positive commandment, and he repented, Le'izaz Misham, Acham Eichem, he doesn't leave from there until he's already automatically forgiven. So then what's the point of the carbon ayla? No tshuva, then it's actually an abomination. Yes, tshuva, you don't need a carbon. Rather, like Rava said, obviously because dairinu. You're right. The atonement is not from the carbon ayla, it's from the tshuva. The ayla is after the tshuva, then it comes as a gift. Now, regarding these seven statements of Rava, the Gemara brings in a mnemonic, chatas, al miyan hu, mechaper, it atones, ayla, carbon ayla, la'achar, for someone else, dairin, a gift, simon is mnemonic to recall the seven teachings of Rava that we quoted before. Now, regarding his last teaching, the Gemara tells us, tanem hach is similar in the braisa, that the ayla is not the atonement, it's just a gift. Because Amr b'Shimon, he says, chatas lama ba, where does the karmah chatas come from? Which the Gemara asked on this question, lama ba, where does the karmah chatas come from? Lechaper, to atone, for whatever sin he violated. Ella, rather, his question was, lama balaf ne ayla? Why does it always come whenever a karmachatis and ayla is brought? The karmachatis is always first, as we learn later on daf peites and mabeis in perek kol atadar. So on that is what the answer is, because it's lepraklit shenichnas. First comes the defender, the person to speak in the defense of the person who did the violation. Reads the praklit. Once the karmachatis, once the defender atones, then nechnes dairin acharav, then comes the gift afterwards in a way of saying, okay, thank you so much for forgiving me, here's a gift just to show my appreciation. That is what the karban ayla is after the karmachatas, and so too after the person does tshuva. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the halachas of our Mishnah, which up until now we had explained the opening halacha, which was kol hazvachim shenizbechu shalai lishman is kesheim ela shalai elu bayim l'shem chayiva. All other karbanas, ayla shlamim, all other karbanas are, if one does it shalai lishman, not for its namesake, it's going to be kosher. You could sacrifice. You could throw the blood. You could sacrifice the parts. You could eat the pieces. However, it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. But the Mishnah Ketina says chutz mina pesach v'achatas, except for the karm pesach and the karm achatas, where there it's actually going to be puzzle. You can't throw the blood anymore. You can't sacrifice the parts. You can't eat it. It's done. And that is the Gemara pesach minolam. Where do we know regarding a karm pesach? Two parts. First of all, that it has to be done lishma. Even not just to be ma'akiv, like we see in the Mishnah, that it's not going to be kosher even after the fact, but even initially. Why? Because the Gemara assumes that it cannot be learnt out from all the other karbanis, meaning from shlamim, like all the other karbanis, because in that pasuk of Zeis HaTorah, which we learned in the previous daf, which we included all the other karbanis from the karban shlamim that should be done in the mitzvah, it doesn't say the terminology of Pesach over there. It says Chatas, it says Oyla and Shlom and Milum, it says all these things, but it doesn't say Pesach. So forget about the halacha of the Mishnah that it's going to be possible. How do you even know that the mitzvah, like Ketchila, has to be done Lishma? So says the Gemara Dechsev. We have a pasuk in Devarim that says, Shomer es chedesh ha'aviv, you should safeguard the month of the springtime, which is, that's when Nisan is, that's when the Yom Tov of Pesach is, Vasisa Pesach, and you should make the Pesach. What does it mean, Vasisa Pesach? Should you call us Yais of the Shem Pesach, that all your actions, all the activities of the Karban Pesach, should be for the namesake of a Karban Pesach, which means that it should be done Lishma. Okay, says the Gemara, Ashkechan Shina Kodesh. So we learn the source for Karban Pesach of that it's forbidden to make a deviation of the designation. It means to say it has to be done for Pesach and not for some other carbon. Shina Bailamanon, how do we know that it's problematic initially to change the designation of the owner who it's being brought for? Says the Gemara, Dechsilik, it says the Pesach in Shemais. It says, Vamartim Zevach Pesachu, that you'll say that it is a Zevach, a slaughtering of Pesach. What does that mean? Why the extra word zevach? It should say zvicha l'shem Pesach. Is that the slaughtering should be for the sake of being a Karban Pesach? Now, continues the Gemara. In l'shin ha'kodesh, if it's not teaching us anything regarding a change of designation of the Karban itself, because we already said that just before from the previous pasuk, so that's the Talmudic dictum of im einay inyan. If you can't use it for this, then use it for something similar to that, which tenei in l'shin ha'bailam. And so it'll be the source for shin ha'bailam. Okay, says the Gemara, Ashkech l'mitzvah. So we have a source both for Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailam, that initially l'mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah not to change that. But la'akev minol, how do we know, as we said, Pesach is unique, like Chatas, that it's not only going to be initially a problem, even after the fact is a problem, you can't even bring the rest of the carbon, it's going to be possible. So Amakra, it's because the Pasuk says in Devarim, V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha v'gomer, another Pasuk. That again it says, V'zavachta Pesach, that you slaughter the Karban Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha. Why repeating another Pasuk? To say, like we find by Kachim, that when it repeats it, is to say la'akev, to say that even after the fact it's a problem. And that is the Gemara, Maskabla Rav Safra, he says, wait, hi v'zavachta l'hachi udasa? This extra Pasuk v'zavachta is coming to teach that Shina Kodesh in the Bailim is going to be a problem even after the fact that's puzzle? But it's actually necessary to teach a different halacha that of Rav Nachman. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Arbu, he says, Minayin l'moysher Pesach. Where do we know regarding the leftover of the Karban Pesach, meaning not what's generally called noiser, but rather if someone designated Karban Pesach and it got lost, it's like, where is it? We got to go sacrifice it. They can't find it. They go and they designate a different carbon to be the Pesach, and they get atonement with that. And then later on they find the first one. Ah, oh, that's where the animal was. So now that's Meiser Pesach, it's the leftover, what do they do with that? So on that says Rav Nachman, where do we know that this leftover, the Pesach, Shekarv Shlam, that it's brought as a Karban Shlam? Shenemakas is learned from this Pasuk in Devarim that we just brought, V'zevachta Pesach L'Hashem L'kecha, that you'll slaughter the Pesach of Hashem your God, Tzayin Uvakar, the flock and the cattle. Flock is the small animals, like the sheep and the goat, and Bakar is the cattle, which are the large animals, like the bull, the cow. Now, the question is, how does this Pasuk make sense? V'zevach the Pesach for Tzayin Bakar, V'aloi Ein Pesach Ba, Ela Min HaKvasim Min HaIzim. The Karban Pesach is only brought from the flock, from the sheep, from the goat. So how does it say, U'Bakar? Rather, Mikan L'Moysa Pesach is teaching in different halachas. It's talking about the leftover of the Pesach, Shehei L'Davar Ha'Ba Min HaTzayin Min HaBakar, that it's brought for something that is brought from both the flock and the cattle. U'Mayni, and what is that? That is a Shlamim. Now, how do we know that? Because the shlamim is brought from every type of sheep and every type of cattle that could be brought as karbanos, whether they're male or female. In contrast, all other karbanos are designated to be either male or female. So, for example, lo'ilin shlamim are only male. Chatas is only female. And even the one karban of chatas by a nasi that's brought in male, but then it's not actually cannot be brought female. The only one that could be both male and female from the flock and the cattle is a Karban Shlam, and therefore that's what's being included when it says Tzaynu Bakar, is to say that the Meisah Pesach is brought as a Shlam. Meaning you can't bring a Pesach anymore because you already brought it. It's brought later as a Karban Shlam. So that's what the Pesach is brought for. So therefore we don't have a source, La'akiv, by the Karban Pesach for Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailam. So El Amar Rav Safa, rather Rav Safa says, you're right. And he summarized. V'zavach the Pesach, the Pesach that we drew is brought, is like Rav Nachman. Yeah, you're right, that teaches Rav Nachman's halacha regarding Meisah Pesach that is brought as a Shlam. Shomer es chedesh av, the first pasuk we brought before, is lemitzvah b'shina chedesh. Is like the pasuk says, v'asisa, is that all the asiyas should be for the purpose of the carbon that you're bringing for, is for Karban Pesach, like it says, v'asisa. V'amartim zevach pesach, the second pasuk we had brought, that's b'shina bayil l'mitzah, that's to teach that there's initially a problem, not to change the designation of the owner. But then we're back to the question, okay, so what's the source for la'akif? And that is because that pasuk of v'amartim zevach pesach has one more word after that. It says v'amartim zevach pesach, who? Now that word who sounds like pesach who, meaning, as we say many times, the word yiyahu, that word means b'havayosete, that it should be in its essence, which means lishmai, if it's brought for its namesake, then it's kasher, but if it's brought shalei lishmai, then it's going to be pasul. And that's teaching us la'akiv to say that it's going to be withholding the validity, even after the fact, bein hacha v'hacha in both cases, in shina kodesh and shina ba'alim, because who sounds like it's going on both of them. Meaning, when you do it, commit svasai, then it's going to be kasher. But if you don't do it, commit svasai, meaning if you do shina kodesh or shina ba'alim, then it's going to be pasul, unlike all the other kabbanas, but rather like chata, it's going to be pasul even after the fact. But the Gemara still asks, fine, va'ashkechan zvicha. So you have a source for at least one act of the service of the Korban Pesach, of the slaughtering, because the pasuk that we just brought of who that's being ma'akib is v'amartim zevach pesachu, it's going on zvicha. So we have a source by Shina Kodesh and of Shina Bailim that it's going to be ma'akif. But Shar Avodis Manala, where do we know regarding all the other Avodis, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Srika, that they're going to be ma'akif by Shina Bailim? Because we only find even the pasuk of Lemitzah B'Shina Bailim is ultimately only by Zvicha. Because the pasuk of B'Shina Bailim was V'amartim Zevach Pesachu. That's Zvicha. How do you know the other Avodis? Says the Gemara, Hoyel V'Gale Gale. Since the pasuk revealed by Shina Kodesh, where there it's Va'asisa, which are all the Asiyas, not just Zvicha, that has to be Lishma and not for some other type of carbon. And therefore, by Shina Bailim, although there it's only Tomat Zvicha, but since we learn that from Shina Kodesh, it applies to all Avodis by Korban Pesach, so the Shina Bailim would also apply to all other Avodis by the Korban Pesach, which therefore Shina Bailim would be a problem by Tzotu, by Kabbalah, Loch, and Zrika. And we have who that tells you that it's being Ma'akiv both by Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim. Rav Ashi, he disagrees with this principle. He says, Hoyel v'galei galei loyimrin. We don't say that idea that since it's revealed by Shina Kodesh, so too by Shina Bailim. Maybe not. Maybe Shina Bailim is different than Shina Kodesh. So Ela Avodis Minan, so he comes back to the question, so how do you know all the other Avodis of Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika that it's going to be a problem by Shina Bailim, and for sure that it's going to be Ma'akib by Shina Bailim. So says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi Dechsiv, like it says in the Pasuk V'Yikra, which initially we thought you cannot learn off from this Pasuk, but the Gemara is going to explain why you could. It says, this is the law, and it summarizes in one Pasuk all the Karbanas, the Karban Oyla, Mincha, etc., and so on. Now, Batanya learned the Braisa that next to that Pasuk of Zay Satira, the Pasuk right after, and hence since it's, the Pesukim are in proximity to each other, we could, what's called Bidarshan Smuch, and we could expound the proxemics, that it says in the next Pasuk, B'yim Tzavaisis B'nei Yisrael, on the day that he commanded the Jewish people, L'hakarbis Karbanayim, to sacrifice their Karbanas. What's that coming to include? It's coming to include other Karbanas that were not mentioned in the first Pasuk, and that it should be applicable to the concept mentioned in the previous Pasuk. So which Karbanas were not mentioned in the first Pasuk? Sebachar, Umayisra Pesach, which they're very similar, those three types of Karbanas, which is the firstborn animal, and the tenth, the Maisa Behemoth, the tenth of the new, every one out of every ten of the new animals that were born that year, and the Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, Hikisha Kasal Lishlam. So what is the Pasuk doing in the next Pasuk? It's comparing it to the previous Pasuk, which as we said, all those Karbanas are being compared to the Karban Shlam, which teaches us the following idea. Mashlam and bein shina kodesh bein shina bayim be'inan lemitzvah. Just like by Karban Shlam, you need to have, at least initially, that one should not change the designation of the type of carbon or the designation of the owner initially. Af kol bein shina kodesh bein shina bayim lemitzvah. So to all other karbanas, which now, since the proximity of the next pasuk after that, which includes the Karban Pesach, is also initially, you're not allowed to change the designation of the type of carbon or of the owner in any one of the Avodis. So therefore, actually, what comes out now is that the halacha of initially what's called the mitzvah of a Karban Pesach, you actually learn that out from a Karban Shlamim. So then the question then becomes, so what's with the psukim we brought before that we expounded Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailim for Karban Pesach? That at this point, let's say when it says Vasisa Pesach, that's not coming L'mitzvah, because L'mitzvah we know from Shlamim. Rather, it's La'akiv in all the Asiyas of by Shina Kodesh. And the other pasuk of Amartim Zevach Pesach would be telling us that it's being ma'akiv, that's going to be possible if you don't do it appropriately, by zvicha, only by slaughtering, because that's what the pasuk v'amartim zevach pesach is, by shin nebailim. But then we still have a question. Okay, but what's going to be with the other avodas by shin nebailim? That's what the Gemara says, ukishlamim, like shlamim. In other words, since the pasuk is telling us that by zvicha of karban pesach of shin nebailim, it's going to be ma'akiv, we could learn out that all the other avodas are also going to be ma'akiv. How do we know that? From the comparison of initially, of leketchila, of lemitzvah, just like shlamim. What does that mean? Ma shlamim, just like the karban shlamim. Bein zvicha min shara avodas lechalakt ben lemitzvah, regarding the slaughtering and kabbalah, haylocha, and zrika. The Torah does not differentiate regarding its requirements, which is initially one should not change it. Saf pesach le'tachlik b'ayis. So therefore that, in the comparison, tells us that regarding the Karban Pesach also, we're not going to differentiate bein zvicha l'shar avodas, between the slaughtering and all the avodas, which is la'akiv. Because just like we have a source for zvicha that is ma'akiv, so too all the other avodas, although we don't have a source for that, but it tells us that we should not differentiate. And if the zvicha is ma'akiv, then all the other vaydas will also be ma'akiv, which is the source that Pesach, unlike all the other kabbanas except pechatas, is actually not only going to be problematic initially, but even after the fact, because it's actually going to be pasul. So that asks the Gemara, but if this is the source that we learn, in which we actually do learn that Pesach from Shlamim, from the pasuk b'zeis haTorah, elohu lamali. So what do you need, as we had mentioned before, that we thought, so where are we going to learn out la'akiv by Karban Pesach? We said we'll learn out from the word hu, which hu is ba'avuyas yehei, it has to be in the state of essence, and if not, it's going to be puzzle. But we don't know la'akiv from there. We actually know it from a comparison to shlamim, which would not machalik between one avoid and the other, so too by Pesach. So what does hu come to teach? So the Gemara Ketan Leglin Nebraisa, that actually that hu comes to teach for something else. Nemba be'pesach hu b'shchita. It says by the Karban Pesach that hu has to be l'shma. Where does it say it? By the zvicha. We said, v'amartim zevach pesachu, it says it by the slaughtering, which tells us, la'akiv, that as we said, actually it's not learned out from there, but it is telling us this idea that the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach is ma'akiv. Now, aval asham lo'inema by hu. But by the Karban asham, it doesn't say hu, el la'acha akhtar se'morim. That only mentions the word hu by asham after the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts, which are the fats and other things. Now that says the Braisa, v'hu atzmai shalahukdurei murev kosher. Now, but the actual, even the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts themselves are not ma'akiv, for sure not the kavana in being done l'shma is not going to be ma'akiv. So in other words, the intention of the writing hu by Pesach was actually not for Pesach itself. It was actually coming to reveal a contrast to the Karban Asham. And that is to learn that actually the Karban Asham that's done, that's not done lishma is not going to be possible. As we find, Yeshua responds this same idea to Rabbi Eliezer later on the parakan of Yudim Beis, where Rabbi Eliezer had expounded, says Asham hu, which says Baviyaseh Tehesru. So Rabbi Eliezer had said, which means that a carbon Asham, if it's loaded lishma it's kasha, shalosh lishma it's going to be possible. And then Yeshua said to him, no. He said by Pesach where it says hu by shchita, so shchita is ma'akiv. So when it's saying who over there, means it has to be done l'shma. Therefore, if you do it shalashma, it's going to be pasal. Not only that, it's not going to be l'kitchila or fulfill the obligation, it's going to be pasal. But by asham, what does it say who? It says it by an avoida that's not even ma'akiv. So you can't learn it from there that it's to be l'shma, and if not, it's going to be ma'akiv. If the avoida it says by itself is not even ma'akiv. And therefore, that's why we say hu by Pesach, to make the contrast that by asham, where it doesn't say by an avoida that's ma'akiv, rather after Akhtaras Emurim, that actually by asham, if it's done, shalay l'shma, it's going to be like all the other karbanas, not like Pesach, where it's going to be kosher, it's just not going to be al-bayil m'shem chayvah.